not posted in a long time, so I'd like to apologize about that. Well, there also might be background noise because there are multiple pets in this room. Very sorry about that. This is MHAX Reader One Shots by Swaggy Fairy, and this chapter is called Chubby Bunny Dengue Kaminari X Non-Binary Reader. Without further ado, let's get started. The Baka Squad's sleeper was interesting. Chaotic, but interesting to say the least. Mina, no! Wayan yelled after they were dared to play 7 minutes in heaven with their crush and childhood friend Dengue Kaminari. Oh, come on, she sang. Nope, no. Nope, no way. Not happening. Wayan whined, a light blush appearing on their cheeks at the thought of being locked in a closet with Kaminari. Of course, Mina begged for a little while longer, but soon got bored and suggested playing Chubby Bunny. Wayan had a crush on Kaminari since they met in middle school 3 years ago, but they were too pussy to confess. But Mina thought they having a sleepover was the solution. Okay, Wayan, you first, Sarah decided, handed them a pack of marshmallows. Have you played this before? He asked. Wayan just rolls her eyes and takes the back, opening it, and takes one marshmallow and stuffs into a Chubby Bunny. They placed another into their mouth. Chubby Bunny, they repeated. It kept going until Wayan could no longer talk. Hey, Wayan, if you would go out with me, say absolutely nothing. Kaminari joined. Wayan tried to say something to the 17 marshmallows they were currently chewing. Your hazard to society, Baka scoffs. Kaminari pushes him. And a coward, three more. Flips them both off. You try stuffing 17 marshmallows in your mouth, shifts at the boys. Baka had to try and beat Wayan, obviously ended up losing to both Wayan and Mina. The group of friends played a few more games that all turned into competitions. Baka lost all of them. He was being a bitchy baby because of this, but Wayan was trying their hardest to avoid Kaminari. He noticed this and it hurt him a little. Hey Ashido, do you have any idea why nickname is ignoring me? Kaminari pulls his pink-haired friend aside. No, Kaminari, sorry. Mina lied through their teeth. Maybe they're upset. You could talk to them. A devious smile cut from Mina's face. Yeah, I'll give them some time, then talk to them. Kaminari's voice had an underlying tone of sadness. Hey, let's watch some movies, Mina called out as she flopped onto the couch with snacks in her hand. The rest of the group joins her. So who's picking the movie? Sarah asks with a popcorn-filled mouth. First off, you're getting crumbs anywhere. Second, I'm choosing the movie. It's my fucking house. Baka glared at Sarah. We're watching favorite movie. Wayan calls up before Baka could say anything. Ugh, fine, but I'm choosing the next movie. Baka rolls his eyes. Everyone gets to pick a movie. Baka chose a horror movie. Kaminari and Sarah both choose comedy movie. Kirishima picks an action movie. Mina and Jiro end up picking the same movie, and that movie end up being the group's favorite. Ugh, why does that always make me cry? Mina complained, wiping her eyes. Same, Wayan agrees. After about an hour of talking absolute nonsense, it starts raining heavily. Come on, really now? Fuck! Mina sighs and falls back. I just want to sleep, she cries. As long as it doesn't start thundering, I'm all good. Wayan points finger guns at Mina. You're gonna jinx it, dumbass. Baka scoffs from the other side of the room. And he was right. There was a bright flash of light followed by a harsh clap of thunder, which caused Wayan to jump. And yell, "Ugh, I'm going to hit the sack. Night, guys." They called to the rest of the group before moving onto the mattress set out for her. Yeah, I'm going to sleep too. I'm spent, Kaminari, followed by the rest of the squad, all went to the bed. Wayan was quietly crying as they were terrified of thunderstorms. Kaminari knows his best friend hates thunderstorms, so he gets up and walks up over to them, sitting down next to their bed. Hey, you good? Nickname? He gently pokes them in the back. Do I look okay? They sit up, and Kaminari sees their tear-stained and puffy red eyes. He lays down next to them, opening his arms, gesturing for a hug. Come here, Wayan. His voice softened, and Wayan laid down, burying their face in his hoodie. I wasn't joking before, you know, Kaminari adds as he gently pats their hair. What do you mean? Wayan's muffled voice had confused undertones. When I asked you out before, Wayan looked up. Wait, what? A deep blush appeared in Wyan's cheeks. Listen, Wyan, I like you, like, really like you, and I have for years, and I would love for you to be mine. Kaminari sat up, pulled Wyan closer as he confessed. Wyan grabbed his face, pulled him down for a kiss. Kaminari kissed back after they both pulled away. Kaminari says, so you like me back? Yes, Kaminari, I like you. Wyan wrapped their arms around Kaminari. And so that's the end of this one shot. I will leave my email in the description, so if you'd like to suggest any stories or anything, feel free to. Well, bye. I hope you have a great day, night, or evening. Hello, hello, hello. Today I'm doing something I do not normally do. I'm reading a ship one shot, and there's no Wyan in it. Sorry. I just didn't want to do Wyan this time. Well, the story is called Kaminari Ship One Shots by Ducky Bitch on Wattpad, and the chapter is called The Way It Hurts, Monokami. Category, hurt slash comfort. Yeah, expect Angus. Here's the trigger warnings. Talks of self-harm and self-deprecating thoughts. Setting outside in a training field away from their classmates watching the spar. Third-person POV. Monoma, I was thinking. Oh, that's never good. Sarcasm seeping through his voice, his smirk and playful eye oblivious to the yellow blonde. Hey, rude! Anyways, I was thinking, you've never worked with an electric quirk, right? Well, what if you tried using mine and trained on using it? You know, if you, like when you're a pro hero and need to use an electric quirk? His hesitation evident in his voice, fearing being mocked by the boy. Actually, Kaminari, that's a great idea. How about after school before dark, we can work on it together? You're not going to pussy out, right? I mean, you are in 1A. I expect highly of you all. His eyebrow raised, eyeing the smaller boy. Of course not, Monoma. I'll show up to see you at 6:30. Happiness reading from the boy, skipping back to class, his cheeks red. From excitement? Yeah, excitement. Let's go with that. Nothing more. Denki's POV. Training had been tiring, especially with a quirk like mine. Emitter quirks always have been more dangerous than mutilation and other types. For example, Todoroki. His quirk can give him heat strokes and burns, as well as frostbite and hypothermia. And Bakugo, who no longer has feeling of in the nerves of his palms over time, his hearing gets worse. I'm sorry, cannot speak. As well as migraines caused by the loud explosions and smoke, as well as dehydration from all the sweat he produces from his quirk. And mine's the worst. I have epilepsy and seizures. Over time, when I fry my brain, I am slowly killing myself, but not on purpose. There's no solution or cure. I just have to adapt and push myself if I want to be a pro, even if it means losing my own life. But it feels good losing yourself and the burning sensation slowly becoming numb to your surroundings. I guess it becomes a way to cope. Hurts in a good way. It was damaging, but mind-numbing. The lightning scars my body progress more and more, as well as the cuts in my thighs. Sometimes shocking myself isn't enough. It doesn't last forever. But the scars are a reminder, and I like it. I like it a little too much. Look, it's already 6. Fine, okay. What the fuck does one wear for this? I settle with a simple baby blue tank top and black ripped jeans, putting back in my lip ring snake bites and earrings along with my industrial piercing that I had to take out before training earlier today. They actually help connect my quirk as I had them made with a special metal, but you don't want them getting ripped out during training. Anyways, I had grabbed my dorm keys and headed out, locking my door behind me before going down the hall, down the stairs, eventually making it outside, walking down the paths made by cobblestones with daisies and baby breath flowers growing alongside the path. The sky had started to set, leaving in a stunning purple, mixed with oranges and yellows. Eventually feeling the soft grass below my bare feet, knowing that I eventually made it to the field. Monoma had not shown yet, so I had to savor the peace I finally had for once. I know, Dengi Kaminari, what do you mean? If anything with your personality, you're the one disturbing the peace. The thing is, it's not me. It's Bakugo's yelling Mina and the girls scream in the doors 24/7. Ida's loud yelling at the rules and his loud fucking engines. Jiro's guitar almost singing in the mirrors, which isn't even good. The only quiet one is Koda and Sato, who mind their own business and are kind. But right now it's just me. The dark purple sky, the crickets and dim stars starting to shine. And soft footsteps. Footsteps opening my eyes to find Monoma above me. What you doing? Are we training or what? His head tilting to the side out of amusement. I'm not ready to get up, man. Just lay down for a bit, my eyes closing once more. He sighed and waited before slowly getting down, laying next to me. What's the point of this? It's the opposite of what we're supposed to be doing. Of course, he had to open his mouth. Can't you just enjoy the silence for once? You seem to complain so damn often about how loud me in 1 hour. I assume you'd appreciate it, goddamn. That's not true. I don't think you're loud. I think you're stupid. There's a difference. Scoffing and lightly laughing at his own joke. I felt my chest tighten a bit, like someone took it and squeezed it. Words hurt, douche nuzzle. Not my best insult, I admit it. Come on, I didn't mean it. It's just a joke. You mean defensive at my words. Jokes are funny and a punchline. The only one who thought that was funny was you. So tell me, what's the punchline? Ugh, whatever. I didn't come here to fight. I came here to train. I'm sorry I didn't realize that was a harsh comment to make. He sat up with his arms behind him, with his hands behind him, holding him up, and fixed his hair. That's when I finally noticed what he was wearing. It was gray khaki shirts with a light... with a light blue shirt and an accent gold watch. But what really caught my eye was his eyes seemed to have this gleam to them. They were the same color as his shirt, but they stood out. Sitting up as well, crisscrossed with my own hands in my lap. Apology accepted. Now before you copy my quirk and try using, there's a few things you need to know. I was about to explain before being cut. Yeah, I don't use too much of your quirk, girl, so you go into way mode. Actually, before you interrupted, I was about to say this. That, yes, that's part of it, but there's much more. No one else knows. Okay, now listen close, because I'm not going to read it. Okay, fine. How bad could it be? Actually, much worse than you can imagine. As you describe in way mode, it's actually a short circuit in my brain. It happens when my brain fries. Brain cells in my mind. And extremely dangerous and could kill you. Not only that, but since you're not born with my quirk, you will not be used to the tingling feeling my quirk coursing through you. One last thing, when you short-circuit, your entire body will feel like it's on fire and won't stop until your body recovers. It's cold. Sorry. And he was right. It was far worse than I could have ever imagined. It could kill me? How has it not killed him? Or is it just happening more slowly because his body's getting more used to it? So many questions. Come there. I'm sorry for assuming. I had no idea. I'm apologizing a lot tonight, huh? Yeah, the silence was awkward. Just waiting to be filled. Does it hurt? As much as I pretend to not like him, I actually have grown to like him and his eccentric personality because he's the only one who matches my loud boldness, doesn't judge me. It's something I was not used to. Yeah, it does. It's like fire coursing through your body, but never burning your skin. You would have never guessed he was in so much pain. He always wandered around mindlessly with his thumbs up and that dumb look on his face. We'd never guess by looking at you. You just look mindless, like nothing bothers you when it happened. God, I wish. Now let's go look to work. Now that you know the basics of my quirk, third person point of view. Okay, Mon. So cold. Okay, Mon, we'll do your thing, man. Still sitting together, Denki puts out his hand for the other boy to touch, waiting as he watches the other lightly touch his wrist. Oh, God, why does my body feel like a buzzing microwave? Ugh. It's like laying your head against a buzzwitter and feeling the vibration through your skull, cringing at the feeling back from the other boy staring at his own arms. Microwave. You know what that perfectly describes, bro? Okay, so how do I make it, like, flow? Okay, well, you start by closing your eyes and feel it coursing through you. When you put your hands out, it will come out. Yeah, I'm not closing my eyes. I doubt that will help. Bitch, how do you know is my quirk? Just do it. Reaching out to place his hands over the stubborn boy's eyes. Get your hands off me. I'll do it myself. Goddamn. Rolling his eyes at the gesture, pushing the boy's hand away. His eyes closing. Okay, now what? Just sit and wait. Do you feel it in your arms? Yeah, it's way more tense. Yeah. Now, it's kind of starting to hurt now. His brow's flaring at the feeling. Okay, that's good. It's just starting to work soon. Just push when you feel it's time. Trust me, you'll know when. And that's when it hit him. His arms began to glow when he pushed the electricity hitting Duffy, but not affecting him as he was used to it. Oh my god, I did it. What the fuck was that? It hurts. His eyes opened again in surprise. I know it's gonna be okay. At least you didn't overdo it. Giving Monoma a comforting smile, grabbing the other arm and slowly rubbing it, making Monoma blush slightly. Clearing his throat and looking away. Okay, well, I guess that's enough training for today. Same time tomorrow? Actually giving Dinky a genuine smile. Yeah, okay. I'm down. That sounds good. I'll see you tomorrow. Smiling back at the other as they started getting up, walking in opposite directions back to the dorms. Monoma's POV. After closing my dorm door behind me, I flopped onto my back on the bed behind me. Oh my god, I've fallen for Dengi Kaminari, and this boy will be the death of me. And that's the end. I like the story, that was very good. Have a good day, night, or evening, and I will definitely read more Mono Kimi if I can find it. Bye!